This is Twit.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, photographers of all ages, it's time for Chris Marquardt, my personal photo sensei at sensei.photo and our photo guy. Hi, Chris. Good to see you.
Hello. How are things?
So this your life is kind of like mine. My wife got her iPhone 13 Pro Max, as did yours. You did order one, but you're not going to get it for what, a month, you said?
I think they're fighting the chip shortage or something along those lines. I ordered it, and it'll take three and a half weeks from now. So, but I've played with the iPhone 13 Pro. I have, of course, played with iOS 15, which everyone who has an iPhone now probably has on their iPhone, which has some new photo functions. So there's plenty to talk about.
Yeah, I like you. I tried to steal my wife's iPhone 13 for a little while.
Yeah, no.
She doesn't. She loves it. She's very happy with the images she's getting on there.
Same here. Same here. Yeah. So the new iPhones, again, there's the regular ones, the 13, the 13 mini, and then there's the Pro line, the 13 Pro and the 13 Pro Max. And they those two are kind of a bit separate in terms of their photo functionality. What all new iPhones are getting is a very interesting mode. It's called cinematic mode, which is when you see proper movies, like in air quotes, where the director uses focus to guide the attention of people. So you have something in the shot that is in focus, and then the attention goes to something else, and the focus moves there. It's called a rec focus. The new iPhone 13s can do that now. So they will do this automatically with some AI magic and guess where you want the focus, but you can also record and set that focus later, which is kind of interesting. So you can do a bit of cinema magic there, which I find interesting.
Yeah.
The new iPhones also...
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say the iPhone's ascendancy might be challenged on Tuesday when Google ships its, or at least announces its, Pixel 6. But for right now, I think most people agree the iPhone 13 Pro Max is the best camera on a phone you can get. Would you agree?
Yeah, and yes, absolutely. But I also fully agree that the new Pixel will probably give the iPhone a hard time. So I would not suggest hopping from one brand to the other because the cameras is slightly better, because the other side will catch up. So we're looking at a pretty decent camera setup right now. But hey, this will change. There will be other smartphones out there that are better in some areas.
That's kind of what we've been saying for the last couple of years, is the top phones from the biggest companies, Samsung, Apple, and Google, all have excellent cameras, and you'd be happy with any one of them. There are minor differences and so forth. What's interesting is Apple has introduced a macro mode on the iPhone 13.
That's the one that began to tip me over, because the Pro versions of the phones, they do macro now. So you get close to something, and it switches to the wide angle lens, which can do macro, so you can get up to 2 centimeters to something. The other thing that that pretty finally tipped me over is that it also comes with a 3x telephoto lens. So you have a more range in the phone, and in general, the smartphones—they are really starting to take away business from the bigger, proper cameras like the DSLRs and the mirrorless cameras, because now it means that at least some photographers won't have to carry an extra camera with a macro lens to take photos, because it's built into the phone. So that is fairly interesting.
Well, that is one of the most interesting questions as these phones get better and better and better, is at what point do you stop carrying your expensive camera system and start just carrying a phone? I'm going to Mexico for the Day of the Dead, Oaxaca, which is the center of the events and the festivities in Mexico. And I think this is going to be a great camera opportunity. But both Lisa and I are saying, now what cameras are we going to bring? Lisa, I think, is tending leaning towards just bringing the iPhone.
Leaning towards just the iPhone. Yeah, yes. Yeah, totally. I fully get it. I noticed this with myself that more and more I will leave the bigger camera at home. I absolutely use it professionally and in some settings where the smartphones just can't do it as good as a proper camera, where we're talking about sports photography, really long telephoto stuff, wildlife photography. That's very specialized kind of photography that has specialized needs in terms of hardware that the phones can't do. But I mean, look at the night mode in those phones.
Again, there's no question. Now, if you're shooting in low light, which is anywhere indoors, and would include any, you know, cathedrals and museums, the computational photography that these phones are doing is remarkable. You can practically shoot in darkness.
The tricks are amazing, because with a mirrorless camera with a bigger sensor, you would take a longer exposure. What these phones do is they take a whole handful and more of exposures and combine them in intelligent ways to come up with something that is relatively close to what you get with a bigger sensor, with a bigger camera. So they have so many tricks up their sleeves, and they are adding new stuff left and right. So it's tough competition for the bigger cameras, for sure.
So it's going to be interesting, because I don't want to bring, you know, traditionally I would bring a body, or maybe even two bodies and four or five lenses, and I have a big bag that I carry around, and I don't want to do that. I know that because it's Day of the Dead, most of the photography I'll be doing will be like, as we call it, street photography. It'll be out and about taking pictures of people dressed interestingly and things like that, festivities.
Honestly, any phone from the last 3 years will probably do the job. You won't hurt your back. You will be you might not get the really super long telephoto shot, but then you might not have gotten it anyway, because you wouldn't have taken it the lens out of the bag and put it on the camera and lost the shot because it took you too long to change your setup. So
you mentioned 3x. What is that in telephoto terms? I mean, the part of the problem with a camera phone is because the sensors are small, and you can't compare it to 35 millimeter effective zooms or focal length.
The telephoto on the iPhone 13 Pro is equivalent to 77 millimeters, almost 80 millimeters,
just
which is not
telephoto.
A super long. It's not 200 millimeters. Yeah. It's a bit telephoto. It's amazing for portraits and these kind of things. And you can try to add a bit of digital zoom onto it. It might reduce your quality a little bit, but you will get most of the shots this way.
We often talk about zooming on foot, moving in and out instead of using a zoom lens. Maybe that's what I'll have to do, is just get a little bit closer and get the shot instead of standing 20 feet away.
Get a pair of good shoes. Yeah.
And get a pair of good shoes. Sneaker zoom. I think I'm going to bring kind of a compromise, which is a fixed lens point and shoot. In addition to my iPhone 12, she's got the good iPhone 13.
Don't try to carry too many cameras, because that will take away from your enjoyment.
I want to enjoy the events, right?
That event.
And as you have said many times, it ain't the camera, it's the photographer. And the camera you have is always going to trump the camera that you left back at home. So,
absolutely.
But do bring a camera, I think, right? We all agree on that. What's our assignment? It's happy, right?
It is happy. One more week, and then we'll look at some of the photos.
Take a picture illustrating the idea happy. Upload it to the Tech Guy group on Flickr.com. Tag it TG Happy. We'll review next week. Thank you, Chris Marquardt.